The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Vera Powell's Mighty Green Army had a night to remember last night. And Manchester United go into a weekend with the possibility of winning three in a row. Who would have thought that was possible only a couple of short weeks ago? Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball is with us. Morning, Cathal.
Good morning, Anton.
Fabulous result last night, although a difficult way to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a general consensus that Ireland's performance probably didn't reach the levels that they were hoping or expecting to. But the bottom line is, Anton, that the result was all important last night, and Ireland got that. Lily Ag with a very good goal in the 54th minute, edging Ireland in front, and eventually they won by that goal to nil. The job, of course, of qualifying isn't complete yet, as Vera mentioned to you earlier in the hour. It's quite a convoluted qualification process, but Ireland have secured that playoff spot. And they'll hope to beat Slovakia now again next Tuesday to round off their group campaign. And that could get them into the top three of the nine teams that finish in second across the qualifying groups. And in that case, they would skip the first round of qualification matches in the playoffs and go into that second round, which would be a help. But I think in an overall sense, it is a result to be celebrated, Anton, even though there is another step or two to go to the World Cup. Last night was a great occasion for Irish football, the big crowd, and the sense of momentum that's building now around this Irish team under Vera Powell is quite significant. A number of the players now are household names as well. It can only be good to grow the game, and let's hope that they can continue on that road and get to the World Cup next year, which would be a huge occasion, a huge achievement for this Irish team. But as I say, still another step or two to go, but at least they're on the right road.
And nice to hear as well Katie McCabe paying tribute to all of the women who had gone before and done so much in changing the attitude and support towards women's football in this country.
Absolutely. And there have been some close calls, for example, with the European Championship just gone by this summer. I know there's a hurt that lingers there within the squad and within Irish football in general that Ireland weren't there, given that that tournament took place just across the Irish Sea in England as well. It would have been nice to have been there. But that hurt has been bottled and channeled in the right way, I think, by Ireland. And in terms of their performances through this qualification campaign, they've been very, very impressive. Vera spoke as well about the system and structure that they have that has worked to good effect in the games that they've played so far, and evidence of that against quality opposition like Sweden, that they've shown that they can mix it with the best sides in the world. And with this momentum that's behind them now, Anton, certainly you wouldn't bet against them now going all the way and making the tournament next summer. And if they can get there, they surely will be competitive. But I guess it's a case for Vera and the management team now to keep feet on the ground now between now and Tuesday, that they get the right result next Tuesday and then look ahead to the draw for those playoffs, which will take place in October. And then we can start to look ahead potentially to a place in the World Cup next summer.
Well, we'll keep fingers crossed for Tuesday against Slovakia. In the meantime, on the topic of momentum, Manchester United, in a shock to everybody, have some.
They certainly do. They beat Leicester last night again, Anton. They're another win for Erik ten Hag. It is coming together for Erik ten Hag. There is an idea that it is coming together for ten Hag, having taken over in the summer. They did experience a very difficult start, remember, at the start of this Premier League campaign, but they've got three wins on the bounce now. They do have a test on Sunday. They play Arsenal, who currently lead the standings in the Premier League. They've started the season really impressively under Mikel Arteta. They've got five wins from five. They beat Aston Villa, Stephen Gerrard's Aston Villa, during the week. And that should be a very interesting game on Sunday afternoon. It takes place at Old Trafford, and perhaps a throwback to the era of Sir Alex Ferguson against Arsene Wenger and those titanic battles between the two clubs all of, what, 20 years ago now at this stage. Elsewhere in the Premier League this weekend, tomorrow lunchtime, Everton against Liverpool in the Merseyside derby. Contrasting fortunes for both of these clubs at the start of the season. Everton have just got three draws from their five matches, yet to win a game. They're just outside the relegation zone. Liverpool had that dramatic win over Newcastle midweek. Still don't look like they're firing on all cylinders, but perhaps it's coming together now again for Liverpool at the start of this season. And then one other game to look out for this weekend, Anton, as well in the Premier League. Aston Villa against Manchester City. I mentioned Stephen Gerrard. Aston Villa have had a torrid start to the new season. They've just got one win from their opening five matches. They're currently second from bottom in the Premier League. Manchester City looked brilliant against Nottingham Forest midweek. Erling Haaland with another hat-trick for them. And you do get the sense that potentially Stephen Gerrard is coming under a lot of pressure. And so too is Brendan Rodgers at Leicester City. We've already seen one manager sacked at the start of the season, with Bournemouth parting ways with Scott Parker. So Stephen Gerrard and Brendan Rodgers, potentially the other managers looking over their shoulder, even at this early stage.
And as you say, Villa coming straight off the back of that defeat with Arsenal. Let's have a look forward to the GAA then. I suppose the big story in terms of GAA at the moment is the emigration of so many key players. I mean, Kerry losing Jack Savage, emigrating to Dubai for work reasons.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a thing that the GAA has always had to contend to emigration at various stages of the year. And this summer as well, a lot of players have gone to America or abroad to experience the lifestyle abroad. And then they will come back, though, a lot of them, for their club championships. And the club championships are really revving into gear this weekend. Some games to look out for across the country. Potentially a debut for Shane Walsh for Kilmacud Crokes. They take on Temple Oak Sinn Street in the Dublin Championship on Sunday afternoon. That comes after Shane Walsh's transfer to Kilmacud from his home club in Galway, Kilcarran Clonburn. In Mayo, the club championship gets underway this weekend. Lots of talk about Mayo since the intercounty season has come to an end with the appointment of Kevin McStay as their new manager. Knockmore are the current county champions. They're managed by Ray Dempsey, who was also in the mix for that Mayo job. But Knockmore play Ahamore this weekend in their first group game. They're looking for a third Mayo senior title in a row. And in Waterford and Hurling, Anton, this weekend, they too have a new manager in place in Davy Fitzgerald, who's back for a second stint at the helm. Their semi-finals take place this weekend. Ballygunner against Roemore and Mount Sion up against De La Salle, both games taking place in Walsh Park this weekend. So the split season has been a real point of debate throughout the course of the year. And I think we'll see the club championships now as they get to the business end across the country, Anton, really taking centre stage over the coming weeks and months.
Can't let you go without putting you on the spot, Cathal. In tennis, Serena Williams, is she going to give us the perfect end to an amazing career?
Well, wouldn't it be something? She's certainly shown some great form so far, Anton. She beat Annette Contaveit, the second seed, earlier on in the campaign. She plays Anna Tomljanovic tonight in the US Open. Can I commit to saying she's going to win it? I'm not quite sure, but she certainly has the momentum. We've mentioned that already, so she has that certainly. What a story it would be, wouldn't it? It'd be nice to have a fairy tale story like that to round out what has been a remarkable career.
Cathal, thanks again. That's Cathal Mullany from Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.